On the Big Sports Breakfast, it's time to head across the Pacific and get the latest American news with Radio KJR's Dick Fain.
NFL draft, how big does it get over there in the States? G'day, Dick Fain.
Hey, guys. No, it's huge. I mean, it's anything really the NFL touches these days is massive, and they've done an amazing job of making their sport a 12-month sport. I mean, it's already extended. The season's already extended from basically Labor Day weekend all the way until the first Sunday in February, so it's long enough as is, but then they extended out by having, you know, the first day of free agency being March 1st. And that works for a couple of weeks, gets everybody's focused on which free agents are changing teams all through March, basically. And then we rev up into April leading up to the draft. What is every team going to do in the draft? And now this Thursday is the first round. They've extended it out where the first round is Thursday night. They have it on prime time on two different networks, ESPN and the NFL Network. They do the second and third round on Friday. They do the 4th, 5th, 6th, and 7th on Saturday, so they make it an all-weekend extravaganza. So it's big time. There's no question about it.
And do the cities actually put in to try and get it? Do they try and win it?
They do, yeah. And I mean, it was in New York forever, and they've decided to move it around the last few years. So now I believe it was Chicago last year that had it. Philadelphia is going to have it this year. It would certainly be an event if it came to your town because, you know, it wouldn't, you know, not to the extent of a Super Bowl or anything like that, but it would be, I would say it'd be an event as big as, say, a regular playoff game that would come to your city. I mean, that many media would come and it would do some, you know, it would do some great things for a city's economy. There's no question about it.
And Dick, the NBA playoffs, how are they looking?
You know, they've been more competitive this year in the first round for the most part than they were last year. I was taking a look at it yesterday, and last year through the first round, if you added up all the wins that were accumulated by the teams that lost the 8 games in the first round, it only equaled 12 games. So you do the math, the average first round was 1.4 games to 1.5. And so there was not a lot of a lot of series that were close. Now you have a couple of blowout series as well. For example, LeBron James just won his amazing 21st consecutive first round game. That spans from being a part of the Cleveland Cavaliers and the Miami Heat. He has won 21 consecutive games in the first round of the NBA playoffs. So that was no problem. Even though a couple of those games against the Pacers were close, they were able to win 4-0. The Warriors on the other side, obviously the other favorite to win it all. The Warriors had no trouble with the Portland Trailblazers. They, in fact, embarrassed Portland last night in a game that I thought was going to be a lot closer, but Portland just never came out of the gates. They were without one of their best players, Yusuf Nurkic. So the Warriors got out to a 22-3 lead and never looked back in that one. So that series is over. But then the rest of these series are going longer. We're going to have some series that go 7 games. That Boston-Chicago series should go 7 games. The Milwaukee series, potentially the Jazz series against the Clippers could go 7 games. So that'll be entertaining for us fans. But what it will also do, guys, it will extend the advantage of Cleveland and Golden State over the rest of the league. Because while Cleveland is sitting there waiting, while Golden State is sitting there waiting, and resting, everybody else has to play these games to try to advance. Yeah. And so that just helps the cause for Steph Curry and for LeBron James to meet for a third straight year in the NBA final.
Which would be good and many fans would look forward to again. Mate, can you give me one word tips, mate? Houston $1.30 up against Oklahoma today, $3.55.
That one is in Houston, correct?
Correct.
Houston's got it going. Oklahoma City has been fighting with the media. I like Houston in that game. Russell Westbrook has played great, but he has not had a lot of help. I like Houston.
San Antonio $1.12 against Memphis $6.50.
Yeah, San Antonio's had some trouble against Memphis, but I'll lean toward the Spurs in that one. They should be the better.
And I'm cheering for Utah, mate, but they're the outsiders today. $2.30 against LA Clippers $1.62.
Yeah, desperately. Clippers need it desperately. They're without Blake Griffin. Utah's playing really well. Let's lean towards the outsiders in that one. I think the Clippers' spirit may have been broken because they have lost Blake Griffin for the season, and they know that their chance of doing anything this year is over.
Thank you, Dick. Have a great week, mate.
See you guys.